Residents in the village are thrilled to finally have a grocery store nearby, said Village Community Association, VCA, President Ardith Staz at a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Basically, some of the first residents who moved here or built here did so with the understanding that there was going to be a grocery store coming soon to a corner nearby. Nearby is the village center at the corner of Niagara Stone Road and Niven Road, where a 14,300-square-foot foodland is expected to be open late next year as part of the commercial and retail development owned by Traditional Neighborhood Developments. Krista Payne, Foodland's Vice President of Operations, said that this store will be more than just a place to shop. It will be a community hub where residents can connect, discover fresh locally sourced products, and enjoy a welcoming and elevated shopping experience featuring Foodland's next-generation design. Niagara resident Lindsay Bridgman, who will be the Foodland franchise owner, said that her goal for this store is to create a place that brings the community together and reflects our shared values. We're also supporting local suppliers and showcasing the best of what our region has to offer. Adam Hawley, Vice President of Traditional Neighborhood Developments, in a presentation to the VCA last month, spoke about the hotel now under construction on the property. It is being built first because it has the longest construction period, he said. Good weather has allowed for the construction to progress faster than expected, and they are hoping for a hotel opening in spring of 2026, he said. The village center will have ample parking, green space, and an arts venue, he told residents at that time. The hotel is expected to be 4 stories tall with 60 rooms in the main building and 42 larger units for long-term stays. Vice President of the VCA, Carol Perrin, said that the grocery store is just one of a few things that village residents have been waiting for. Another, a coffee shop, is also expected to be located in the retail area of the village center. This will give us an opportunity to chat more with friends and neighbors, added Staz. And I think I can speak on residents' behalf to say that they will be thrilled to see the grocery store finally built. We're looking forward to a new upscale version of Foodland. It's a good day, added John Hawley, president of Traditional Neighborhood Developments, at the close of the groundbreaking ceremony.